فضلا من الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله الطاهر. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحامن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يصبر له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما الخمر والميسر والأنساب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected brothers, proceeding our topic, someone who is our enemy, someone who is always planning against us and has started a war against us. Iblis, Shayateen, who are our enemies, we need to be conscious, we need to have proper planning to stand against our enemy, to protect ourselves. Otherwise, with the whispering of Shaitan, with the traps of Shaitan, most of us, usually we are losing our iman, we are losing our good deeds, and ultimately when we will be lying on the bed of death, so usually at that time we are out of iman. We need to make strong ourselves. We need to have all weapons with which we can protect ourselves and our iman and good deeds against Iblis and Shayateen. So as I read this verse, Surah Maidah chapter 5 and verse number 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said very clearly in this surah, in this verse, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ. Verily, drinking alcohol and gambling, رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So drinking alcohol, alcohol itself, that is rijs, that is najasat. And gambling as well. Both are rijs, both are najasat. Not only rijs and najasat, but min amal is shaitan. Drinking alcohol, or loving alcohol, or loving gambling, this is something which is loved by shaitan. It's liked by Iblis and Shayateen. So then, very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, fajtanibuho, O the believers, stay away from these two. Don't touch, don't drink, don't play gambling, don't drink alcohol. Fajtanebuho. This is haram for you. You have to stop away from them. La'allakum tuflihun. If you are seeking your success. If you want to fail, then it is up to you. You will lose your iman, you will lose your good deeds, you will lose everything. Even in this world, drinking alcohol and playing gambling, you will not be a successful person. But our next destination, that is Alam-e Barzakh and the Day of Judgment and next life, that is totally those people who are drinking alcohol or playing gambling, they have lost their future. But even in this world, 2 weeks ago, according to the research of EPIC, that institution which is doing research throughout Europe, according to that institution and their research, every year 13,000 people are dying due to cancers. Those cancers which are provoked by drinking of alcohol in UK. And out of 13,000, 9,000 are male and 4,000 are female. It means usually ladies are drinking less. So that's why they are having less alcoholic and cancerous death. So this is something which is happening in this country. And this is not a religious aspect. So they are doing research, they are looking what is harmful for the mankind and the health, and what should they do. But last 14 centuries, Quran has declared very clearly, all the believers, drinking alcohol, that is harmful for your health, as well as for your spirit, for your soul, for your iman, for this life and for the life hereafter. So if we love ourselves, if we are not a religious person, at least we should love ourselves. We should protect our health and our body. All those who are drinking alcohol, not only they are wasting money, not only they are wasting their time, not only they are wasting their iman, but also they are damaging themselves, their health. So Hadrat Ali alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Imam alayhi salam said, anyone who loves drinking of alcohol, paradise is haram upon that person. So anyone who is drunkard will never enter into the paradise. One day, Iblis controlled a young person. And when that person was under his control, so Iblis whispered, go and kill your old father. He said, I can't do. He is my father. He brought me up. How can I kill him? Then Iblis said, okay, go and hit your sister and broke her ribs and bones. He said, she is younger than me and she is my sister. I can't do this. Then Iblis said, okay, the last option for you is, if you are not going to kill your dad and not hurting your sister, then last option is go and drink alcohol. He said, okay, by drinking alcohol I am not harming anybody, I am not killing anyone, I am not hitting anyone. So this is the easiest option. He said, okay, I obey you. And then that person went and drank alcohol. And after drinking alcohol, what happened? The same young person who was denying to kill his father and hurt his sister, after drinking alcohol, he also committed other two bad actions and zulm against his father and sister as well. So drinking alcohol is not harmful for our body, for our health. But when the people are under the effect of alcohol, then usually they are unconscious. They are losing their consciousness. When they are losing their consciousness, then they are not praying anymore. That is the time they are unable to recognize who is sister, who is mother, who are mahram, who are non-mahram. And in that situation, in that condition, when they are not under their own control, when they are not the control of messenger, that is akl. So akl is not working at that time. So in this situation, usually people are losing everything. So they are not supportive for themselves and not for their families and not for their iman and itiqad. So this Iblis was our enemy, who was always trying to trap us. So this was one of the trap of Iblis. So Iblis is trapping us through alcohol. What is the other trap or the other weapon of Iblis? Because in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made couples of everything, male and female, so that they should be able to carry on their generations. They should have the ability to reproduce. But this Iblis, he has no one like him or someone who was his partner. He was alone. How Iblis is reproducing? So according to Hadith, when Iblis want to reproduce or want to have other shayateen, his children, so he rub his thighs, and in this way he is producing his children. But what about satisfaction of his sexual desire? For sexual desire, he is using human being in two forms. One is, that is lawatat, that is gazing. And according to hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anyone who has drunkard and slept at night after drinking alcohol, when he become conscious, he is awaked, then he must do ghusl-e junabat. This hadith of Prophet. Anyone who drink alcohol and slept, after waking up, he must do ghusl-e junabat. Why? Because when someone is under the effect of alcohol, at that time, Iblis and Shayateen are using them sexually, and ghusl-e janabat is wajib upon that person. One thing. Second thing, when people, husband and wives, they are having sexual relation, any husband and wife, if they are starting their relations without saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then Shaitan is using the wife of the people. So these are two traps and two ways how Shaitan is fulfilling his sexual desires. So we need to be very, very careful after marriage. Whenever husband and wife, they want to be close, so they need to have wudu. If they want to have children, they are planning to have children, they must have wudu before having sexual relations. Secondly, never ever they should have these relations without saying, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." Anyone who is not reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then the actual partner of his wife is Shaitan. So that's why when we are having children, usually our children are leaving the right path. One of the mistakes we are doing, that is mistake what we done before the start of journey. Before the conception of our children, that was the mistake of the parents, and then usually their children are facing. So we need to learn, we need to train ourselves, and we need to be conscious. These are different traps. So alcohol is one of the trap of Iblis, offering and attracting people towards alcohol, and then ultimately people are losing their iman and amal and itiqad. And then through these means, by tugaism or drinking alcohol or even simple relations husband and wife they are having, but they are not recalling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time Iblis is there. So we need to be conscious from this enemy, and so that we should be able to protect our generations, our children, our amal, and our iman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل ملوح وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم
عجل ظهورا إنهم يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم عمركم. This beautiful saying of our first Imam for all of us, for the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. This life has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. So always respect your life. Always try to have useful use of your life. always try to be beneficent for mankind. And when you are trying to have healthy relations between you and your Lord, you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and among the mankind, so that is one of the signs of taqwa. Someone who is muttaqi is always having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And someone who is a God-fearing person, actually he is a good servant of his creatures and the mankind. But when we are having our life proceeding towards liqa Allah, proceeding towards meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, as I said in first sermon, something which is haram, something which is rich, something which is najis, we should always keep away from these things. One of the effects of drinking alcohol is a virtue, a characteristic that the believers must have, that is haya. And usually who are drinkers, they are losing this virtue, they are losing these characteristics. So this trait of haya, haya in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haya in front of parents, haya in front of mankind, so any kind of haya, then people who are drinkers, they are not having. So there are hadith of Prophet Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La dina liman la haya alahu. Someone who is not having haya, he is not having deen. So deen and haya are working together. If haya will increase, it means deen and iman is strong. If haya will decrease, it means iman and deen is becoming weakened. So deen, iman and haya are working together. So we need to promote haya in the individuals as well as haya among the community members. So for our children, this haya has been expected. The root word of haya is from hayat, and hayat means life. So in other words, haya is life of a mu'min. There is no haya, there is no life. In another hadith, it has been said, "Mutu qabla an tamutu." O people, die before reaching your death. What kind of this death is death before death? Mean those things which are deviating you from the right path, control yourself or kill your nafsi amara. That is mutu qabla an tamutu. Kill your nafsi amara. Death of nafsi amara is actually your life. So like that, haya is from hayat, and hayat means life. But in general terms, the different meanings, because there is no exact word in English for haya. So languages have a lot of effect on the education and training of people. For example, the people who are coming from Lucknow, so their culture, their way of talk, their behavior with the elders and youngers, so you will realize, you will feel. So culture and language always affect. So there is no exact reciprocal or the exact word of haya in English. But the different words which can be used to explain this word haya, one is life, other is shyness, other is modesty, other is self-respect, other meaning, other word, bashfulness, honor, bad or uneasy feeling with embarrassment. And this uneasy feeling with embarrassment, usually this is caused by one's fear of being exposed for someone indecent conduct. What is haya? This haya, sometimes due to this character, we are controlling ourselves. Due to haya, people are not doing some bad things, some sins in front of their parents, or in front of their friends, or in front of their relatives. Why? If they will see me, what will they say? What will they think about me? My personality will be damaged. So that's why this is haya. People are thinking, and some of bad deeds or sins they are not doing in front of people. But what we need, the actual haya, we must have next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, we should never do. Because Allah is everywhere. If we are thinking, my parents, my sister, brother, my relatives should not see me to commit a sin, why not we are thinking I should not commit a sin in front of Allah? And Allah is someone who is always awakened and who is everywhere and who is observing all of the time to us. So when we are taking care of our parents, relatives, and in front of them, some of the sins we are not committing. I'm not talking about those people who are so dear, they don't care of anyone. They don't care of Allah, they don't care of their relatives, their elders, whatsoever they want they are doing. So we are not talking about these rebellious people who are rebellious in front of Allah and who are rebellious to everyone. But those people who are thinking about their parents and their respects and the elders, and they are not committing some of the sins or bad things or bad behavior in front of them. But most of the time, these people are not thinking. When their parents are not there, their relatives are not there, still they are doing sins. They are committing some sins. Why? Because they are not realizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over there. He is watching. And Hazrat Ali alayhi salam said, O the people, when you are all alone and you are committing a sin, just remember, someone who is witnessing will be judged at the day of judgment. What will you do at that time? So maybe the cameras are not there, maybe relatives are not there, but Allah is watching everywhere. And what is haya? Haya is a strong fuel of the person, strong drive of the person who is prohibiting a person. Whenever, even if they are all alone, nobody is watching them, but still they are shivering due to fear of Allah. My Allah is watching me and observing me. And this book is available in Urdu and English as well, and online as well, Elixir of Love. Elixir of Love. And this book has been written about the life history of an ordinary person who was just a tailor, Rajab Ali Khayat, but someone, just he stopped himself from one sin, Gunah-e-Kabira, and he said, O Allah, I am not committing this sin due to you, and now you have to show me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a lot of capabilities. He was able, whatever he wanted to see, an unseen world, he was able to have someone who was not educated person, someone who was not a great scholar, but due to his sincerity and loyalty and haya in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I request all of my youth, you can find this book on internet and read this book. But what we need to promote haya in ourselves. Prophet said, Al-hayaw miftahu kulli khair. Any good deed you want to do, first of all, develop haya. In other hadith, Prophet said, Al-hayaw zinatul Islam. Beauty of your religion, your Islam, that is haya. If there is no haya, anyone who is not having haya, it means he is not a good Muslim. The beauty, the face of Islam of every person, that is haya. In other hadith, Prophet said, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-hayya al-halima al-afifa al-mutaaffifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are having haya. Number two, they are halim. They are tolerant. Number three, they are afif. They are trying to have chastity. They are controlling themselves, are not getting involved in haram or zina. وَالْمُتَعَفِّفَ. And that is the superlative degree of ifaf. So this is ifaf and hilm and haya. These are three characters, virtues, which develop the iman and religion of a person. Prophet Imam Musa Qasim alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Al-hayaw ala wajhayni fa minhu za'afun wa minhu quwwatan wal-islamu wa imanun. There are two types of haya. One type of haya, fa minhu za'afun wa minhu quwwatun. One type of haya is when you are weak, you are unable to commit some sin. You are weak, you can't do something. You are old, you are sick, or you cannot perform a sin. Then at that time some people say, no, I done haya due to haya, I was not doing that sin. The others, haya is waqwatun, when you are powerful, you have authority, you have wealth, you can do whatever you want to do, any kind of sin you can do. But at that time, if someone is controlling, this kind of haya is required in Islam. And Prophet said, this haya, وَمِنْهُ قُوَّةٌ وَالْإِسْلَامٌ وَعِيمَانٌ. When you have authority, when you have power, when you have wealth, when you have chance and opportunity to commit any kind of sin, but at that time when you are controlling yourself, this is actual Islam, this is actual meaning of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to develop this beautiful virtue of Islam, that is haya, that is, this haya is part of our Iman. Without haya, we cannot be Muslim, we cannot be mu'min. We will lose everything, whatever, as a human being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Next week, 23rd and 24th April, another team is coming in Shahjahan Mosque, and those who want to have computerized identity cards, so they can go and use this opportunity. The other thing is working people of faith, interfaith match, football match we have organized, and that will be on 24th of April. The details you can get from Muhammad Ali Chaudhary. Inshallah, we request all of you, please, these days weather is very good, so come out, and there will be food, there will be a lot of football match and a lot of other activities. Inshallah, you all will enjoy over there. Don't be shy. So this is not haya. So whenever there is a healthy activity, you are staying away. But when there are unhealthy activities, you are, alhamdulillah. So we had a function last week in Shearwater Center. So they requested for the charity of mayor to donate. So when they request, people did not gave a lot of money, but afterward, when there was music show, alhamdulillah, people donated a lot. So we should try to classify what are healthy activities, what are good activities, and we need to go and participate in healthy activities. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar. Fasfalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar.